Shout hallelujah in the name of Jesus. Jesus. It's only the living that are praising us. Lift up your voice, I'm going to bless you. Oh, we worship you. Bless you, appreciate you. Say something good about your God. That now we can shout hallelujah. Because you remember me, our Father, the enemy are fighting. If not for God, that being on our side. What shall we be saying now? Lift up your voice. Look at the moments that we have been at home for this pandemic situation. For God in his infinite mercy, he has granted us victory all around. Lift up your voice and appreciate him. Your children are going to school. No evil befell them. Lift up your voice and worship him. Your marriage is going on fire. Father, we magnify the majesty. The Bible says everything. And sure as the oh, hey, ye, the Lord who created thy essence will unto thee, O Lord, I give for my praise. The Lord who created the essence will unto thee, O Lord, I give. It doesn't matter what I do. Who deserve all of my praise than the heavenly Father. Jesus, the Lord who created thy schedule unto thee, Lord, I give all my praise. Say, Lord, not my Father. I give you praise tonight because I'm alive. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and put the blessing of God. Father, I thank you for me. Continue me to be alive. It's not because I know how to pray. It's not because I know how to fast. It's your grace upon my life and my family. Open your mouth and put the ask God. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus, for your grace upon me. I say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus. For counting me wanting to be alive today, it's not because I know I can do this right, but it's for your grace over my life. Thank God for that grace. Thank God for that grace. Your age mates are in the grave. Those who are longer than you, they are in the grave. Those who are more than you, they are in the grave. Oh, we want to bless the Lord. Father, we worship you. And you shall not weep by your womb. Just like you know. And you shall not weep in the show. And you shall not sorrow matter show. La sorrow matter show. Begin to bless the name of the Lord. Over your children, say thank you, Jesus. Over your husband, say thank you, Jesus. Over your grandchildren, say thank you, Jesus. Over your family, say thank you, Jesus. Begin to appreciate him. He's worthy to be praised. He's worthy to be adored. There's none like unto him. He's the King of Kings, Ancient of Days, the Lion of the Tribe of Judah, the Prince of Sharon, the Prince of Peace, the I am that I am, the Alpha and the Omega, of Banba, King of Night, lift up the voice and put the worship in. He's worthy to be praised. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Beloved, the Bible says, if we say we have no sin, we are deceiving ourselves. And we are calling God a liar. But if you can acknowledge the fact that you are not perfect and go to the Lord for repentance, it's faithful and just that it can draw you closer and cleanse you from all righteousness. Say, oh Lord, my Father, in any way I've disappointed you, whatever I've done that ever is not happy about me, I always shall know from his head. I bless you upon me tonight. In the name of Jesus, open the mouth and pray for mercy. Pray for mercy, my sister. You cannot go to this battle with loads of sin upon you. My brother, go to your mouth and pray. Father, be merciful. Only shadow for me. 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 Father, be merciful to me. Show me your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Show my children your mercy. Show my wife your mercy. Show me your mercy, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Only show me your mercy. Father, show me your mercy. Have mercy upon me. In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' mighty name, we are praying. Say, oh Lord, my Father. by the power in the blood of Jesus. Let my heaven open tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus. Open your mouth and tell God, my heaven must open tonight. Let my heaven open tonight. Heaven must open tonight. Father, I see that one step. In the name of Jesus, every priest of Persia, all them answer to my prayer. Father, we draw them from heaven tonight. In the name of Jesus, I command them to fall down. My heaven open. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. My heaven must open. In Jesus' name, our heaven open. The Bible says, for the weapon of our warfare, they are not carnal. So the battle we are fighting is a serious battle. Tonight is a night of prayer. And I beg everybody in the name of Jesus, just add a little tempo to the level of your prayer. You will see a little bulk of testimony. A bulk of testimony will come on your way. In the mighty name of Jesus. Shout this one loud and clear. Say, oh Lord, my Father, every wicked power holding answers to my prayer, be arrested tonight. In the name of Jesus. Be arrested, be arrested, be arrested. Oh, you are arrested, arrested. Father, be arrested. Every power in my environment that say my prayer will not be answered. Any power done into an animal to hinder my prayer. Any power flying in the air because of me tonight that say answer or prayer. My prayer will not be answered. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested. Be arrested tonight. Any wicked agenda of the enemy will be turned into an animal because of me. Tonight is your end. Collide with the rock of ages. In the name of Jesus. Collide with the rock of ages. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Remember, tonight is a special night, and I want everybody to know this is the last segment of the last prayer line in this month of October. And we are moving to 2 months of the end of the year, and we'll see what God will do in our life. Tonight, I pray the Lord Almighty will hear us totally in the name of Jesus. I want to gather your strength. We have some session of prayer tonight, but the first session tonight is to pray against some little things that is going on in our life that we are not happy about. They may look simple to you, but beloved, before heaven, God did not plan those things in your life. So if you can pray this level of prayer, we're about to gather to pray now. I beg you in the name of Jesus, I need your full concentration. If you can concentrate on the prayer, you will see the impact of the prayer. And the impact will deliver results, and the reward will deliver testimony. In the name of Jesus, there is somebody here tonight. God is about to restore every good thing the enemy has stolen from you. In the mighty name of Jesus, how do I know that? Joel chapter 2 verse 25. Joel 2 25. He said, I will restore to you. I don't know who that you is, but I know I'll put my name there. He said, I will restore to you, Shagun, the years the locust has eaten, the kangaroo and the caterpillar and the pangolin. He said, my great army I will send among you. Today, in the name that is above the every good thing that the enemy has stolen from you is about to be recovered in the name of Jesus. Some of us do not even know that they are stolen something from us. But we know that there's something missing in our life. But the enemy has stolen it. Gather yourself to pray. Shout this one loud and clear. Say powers that have vowed with their life. You know that? The Bible says in Acts chapter 23 verse 12, it said 40 people bind themselves together under a certain oath. They vowed that they will not eat. They said they will not drink until they make sure they kill Paul. They made a vow. Some power can make a vow that your life will remain like this. I beg you in the name of Jesus, don't joke with this prayer at all. Shout the power like it. Say any power that has vowed that my battle will never end. There is a sister that need to lose the temper to pray this prayer. Don't care about what is going on around you. The God want to see is the aggression in your spirit. Say any power that has vowed that my battle will never end. You are a liar. The power that say your battle will not end. You are a liar. Look at what's happening. So that is the right of prayer. In the name of Jesus, your battle must end. 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 Tonight is the end of them. They must end tonight. They must end tonight. They must end tonight. They must end tonight. I know the way the one sister prayed that prayer. I can guarantee you, the Egyptian of that same battle in your life, that you saw before connecting to this light realm, you shall see them no more in the name of Jesus. Number two prayer. This one, we are going to pray three times. I don't know who you are, but well, it's about the prayer, but you know that this one is on you. There are some battles that are old in our life. There are some battles that are old in our destiny. I beg you in the name of Jesus, the old battle must die tonight. In the name of Jesus. See, old battles that are vowed to reactivate themselves in my life. I beg you in the name of, you want to come back home? But God says in this word, he says, surely there shall be end. And the expectation of the righteous cannot be cut short. But there are some power that are so heavy. Their duty is to make sure they bring down the old battle again. But the Bible says, affliction will not rise again. I don't know the battle that has comforted you in the past, that made you cry from end to night, and they are planning to come back to your life with your sample for the man. That battle shall die tonight. They shall die. 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 Aha. Now turn it to prayer. Say, old battle. That want to come back to my life. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, something must happen to myself. I told you I know yet to talk. In the name of Jesus, every old battle, every old problem that want to come back to my life, enough is enough. Die. Something is happening in the name of Jesus. The battle must end. In Jesus' name, we pray. You are going to pray number two. It's a prayer point, but in another dimension. That is what the Spirit just gave to me now, because of a particular person here. Shout number two like this. The same prayer point. Say, old battles that has made me cry in the past and is planning to happen again in my life. Scatter my fire! Open your mouth and scatter the battle tonight. In the name of Jesus, I beg you in the name of Jesus. My sister, the old battle must die. 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 Look at what's happening. Look at what's happening. Yourself. Help yourself to that prayer. In the name of Jesus. Old battle that want to come back to my child children. Old battle that want to come back to my wife. Old battle that want to come back to my destiny. Oh, yes, scatter them tonight. In the name of Jesus. Oh, yes, scatter them tonight. In Jesus' name. We pray. The number three version of that prayer. I told you, I'm just begging you in the name of Jesus. The angel of God are planted everywhere we are connected. And if you keep quiet, it's your own business. But I beg you in the name of God. I'm begging you because God says, surely there must be an end. The Jericho must walk tonight. God, that your faith and pray this one. Loud and clear. Say battles. That is older than my age. You don't know when the battle has been there. 400 years is still there. Some people are facing what they don't even know nothing about. That have been existing before they were born. You are going to live this year. Old battles. Say battles. Older than my age. That I'm fighting now. You better pray for yourself. You don't want your children to take the battle. You better pray now. In the name of Jesus. Look at what's happening. That's it. That is it. The old battle that is older than my age. In the name of Jesus, they must die tonight. 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 Aha! They must die tonight. Yes, 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 yes. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, the old battle must die. The old battle must die. The old battle must die. In Jesus' name, we are praying. In Joshua chapter 6, verse 26. When the children of Israel marched around the wall of Jericho 7 times, and they shouted on the 7th day, and the Jericho fell. The first statement that came out came from Joshua. He said, now the Jericho has fallen. He said, whosoever man or woman dare plan to rebuild this wall of Jericho again. He said, with his firstborn, he will lay the foundation. With his own last born, he will eradicate. He placed a curse that nobody dare go and reactivate that battery again. I am standing here as a Joshua of this meeting. In the name that is above every running, by the calling of our Father, the Lord, Dr. D.K. Nukoya, I decree tonight, any power that want to reactivate all battle in your life, in the name that is above all running, the battle that give you sleepness, that you could not sleep in the night, the battle that you shed tears, the battle that you don't know what you are passing through, if you are ever disturbed, any power that want to revisit that problem in your life, they shall be wasted tonight, 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 in the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. You are going to pray this one loud and clear. Say, any wicked power handing me over to the powers of my father's house in order to deal with my life. Beloved, if you don't believe in the power of my father's house, go and read the book of Genesis chapter 12. God told Abraham, say, leave your father's house. Leave your kingdom. Leave where you are. And I'll take you somewhere. There is something about that place. In some families, what they are passing through, when you hear like this, you find, is this real? It is the powers of the Father. I was sharing with somebody recently. It was even on Sunday when we were having a meeting with the youth class. I was privileged to be there with that meeting. But I have a colleague in my workplace. This guy, where I live, there are some grammar schools there. The son is an Indian man. The son goes to one of the best grammar school in this area. So we share things. Oh, I saw son is fine. The boy entered year 7. Went to year 8. Up to year 9. And the boy is so brilliant. One of the top students in the school. And lo and behold, very good in sport as well. And he was playing in sport one day. And suddenly, I don't know how the battle came from. He was in the midst of sports, running about, doing rugby and everything like that, and he suddenly hit his head upon the post of the football, whatever game they are playing, and he landed bar like that. And since that day, he lost his memory. He does not even understand his name. Somebody who is the top student in the school. The school, they admitted him because they want to get results from him. But now is now the, what is 1 + 1? He doesn't even understand. This was somebody who is a top student in that school. They tried medical. They tried also nothing works. They had to advise the parent. You know what? This boy, because of the level of damage upon his brain, he has to be taken to special school. The special school, they will now be using spoon. This is how to use spoon. This is how to use a fork. This is one. They will now be using him back to baby primary one. I decree to somebody's life here. Any power that I want to give you product that is too much for your family. If your man is loud 7 times, that power shall be wasted tonight in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted. 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 In the name of Jesus. Beloved, there are battles. At the battle. You are going to turn this one to prayer. Say this one loud and clear. Say any strong man in charge of my battle. You are a liar. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. Address the strong man behind the pillar of your family. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Every strong man behind the body of your family, they will judge tonight. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself. I don't know who you are tonight. You are going to pray this prayer for yourself. Say every power waiting for my day of glory, waiting for my day of joy, I'm planning to turn it to day of sorrow.
Planning to sorrow.
You don't, there is a day that heaven has marked that this person will rejoice. But unfortunately, as heaven announced it, the devil picked it up. And that's why they use all kind of tactics to make sure they delay the day. But tonight, if you can pray this prayer, as the Holy Spirit is leading me now, you will see strange results that will shock your enemies. Gather your strength tonight. And pray this one loud and clear. Say powers. Waiting for my day of joy. Don't turn it to a day of sorrow. You are a liar. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, aha! In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Open your mouth and pray. My sister, your day of joy will come. In the name of Jesus, your joy must manifest. You will rejoice. You will give testimony. You will dance. You will be celebrated. Open your mouth and pray. In the name of Jesus, let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say, any strong man in my father's house that has done good things for me. Before I share the grace tonight, return me by fire. Open your mouth and pray the prayer. Every power of my father's house that has given me something for me, something precious, something miraculous, something big, before I share the grace, return them tonight. 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 Aha! Otherwise, whatever they are stolen from me, that I return them tonight. Return them tonight. Enough is enough. I cannot continue like this. Oh, yeah, return them. That I return them. They must return them. Before I share the grace tonight, return them tonight. And let your name be glorified in Jesus. By them, we are praying. I pray for somebody here. In the name that is above every other name, every altar that have been raised against your family in the hours of the night, to make sure that at a certain day in your future, you cry over your children. If your word is loud, that altar shall catch fire. I set that altar on fire. I set that altar on fire. I set that altar on fire. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. Say thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we pray. Say this one loud and clear. This one is for somebody here. Say every yoke of constant disappointment upon my life.
For my life.
That's the prayer point. The Bible says, shall come to pass that day, Isaiah 27, that the burden shall be lifted up your shoulder and the yoke shall be destroyed by the raising of anointing. So there is an anointing in this service tonight, and I don't want you, the anointing to just go like that. The angel of God has planted everywhere in our rooms, and as you can pray, you will see the result quickly. Seriously. Shout this one without appealing to any power. Say every yoke of constant disappointment upon my life. Break, 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 aha, break, 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 in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, break it, break it, break it, break it, break it, you break the yoke. Oh, you break the yoke. That sister, break it, break it, break it. Break it, break it, break it, break it. Tonight is your night. Oh, you break. Aha! Break, 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 break. Oh, you break the yoke tonight. In Jesus' name, the yoke has been broken. The Bible makes us understand. In Psalm 27, Psalm 24, verse 7. It said, lift up your head, O ye gate, and be thee lifted up, you everlasting door. So there's a door they call everlasting doors. So that the King of glory shall come in. But there was a question in verse 8. They say, who is the King? How dare you? Who is the King of glory? But God answered the question. He said, the Lord that is strong in battle. Mighty. The Lord that is mighty in battle. After he defined himself, he now commanded. He said, lift up your head, O ye gate. Even the lifted up, you everlasting door, so that the King of glory shall come in. In power to ask again, who is the King of glory? He now described again that the Lord God, Lord of hosts, is the King of glory. Beloved, you are supposed to have crossed that particular level in your life. But there are some powers that are asking you question. Who is there? How dare you? And they want you to live, to remain in that place. You are going to pray for yourself tonight too. This night is not a night of joking at all. I want to shout this song without any apology or any power. Say, every ancient gate that need to be lifted up for my life to be better than this. Yeah, the word of the Lord. Scatter my fire. Pray. Command the angel to scatter the gate tonight. In the name of Jesus. My brother, pray. The gate that needs to be lifted up. For people to say well done to you. To congratulate you all. Pray. Oh, you scatter now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Asian gate that need to be lifted up. Open your mouth and pray in the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and pray. Asian gates that need to be lifted up. Open your mouth and pray. Yes, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Yes, tongue, Holy Ghost, eyes. In your power, Holy Ghost, arise. In your power, ready to deliver, ready to save, ready to deliver, ready to set me free. Holy Ghost, arise. So, in your power, Holy Ghost, arise. In your power, Holy Ghost, arise. In your power, ready to deliver, ready to save, ready to deliver, ready to set me free. Holy Ghost, arise. So, in your power. Holy Ghost, arise so in your power. Holy Ghost, arise so in your power. Ah, you are going to pray that prayer. Say, oh God, arise. And change my story from glory to glory in the name of Jesus. Change my story to glory in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, no, I change my story. Ah, please arise tonight. Arise tonight. Arise tonight. Tell God to arise. Father, oh God, arise tonight in your power. Change my story to glory in the name of Jesus. Marusa Katababa. In the name of Jesus. Father, God, arise tonight. Oluwa di de se. Oluwa di de. Oluwa di de. Ah, tell Father God. Father, di de tonight. Oluwa di de. Father, arise in the name of Jesus. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Father, arise tonight. In the name of Jesus. Ah, yes, yes. In Jesus' name, we pray. I have three strong words for somebody here. All what I want is your solid amen to this prayer. I decree to life. Any evil animal, I don't care what the animal looks like, whether lying, whether they are crawling, whether they are walking. Any evil animal that has taken a strategic location in your life, in order to remove you from your place of destiny. If your heaven is loud, the animals shall be wasted suddenly in the name of Jesus. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted. They shall be wasted, shall be wasted in the name of Jesus. Number two, I don't know this person, but any covenant between you and anyone that has sacrificed their life to an animal, tonight by the power in the blood of Jesus, that covenant is broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, it's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. It's broken tonight. In the name of Jesus, I pray for somebody here. All those who thought it is finished with you, before the end of 70 days fasting and prayer, which is on the 13th of December, I decree by the mandate of heaven and by the calling of Anoint Lord from the Catholic Lawyer, I prophesy to your life. Your story will shock them in the name of Jesus. Your story will shock them in the name of Jesus. They will see the hand of God in your life in the name of Jesus. Peter in Luke chapter 7, Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 7. Luke chapter 5 verse 1 to 7. Peter was a complete failure. But after a solid encounter with the Lord, the Bible says he has a net yearning and a boat-seeking catch. I am praying for somebody here. The miracle that your life has been waiting for, so that people outside the world, they will see the hand of God in your life. If you ever this loud, receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive it. Receive that children. Receive that marriage proposal. In the name of Jesus, that business will be revived. Oh, you receive it. Oh, you receive it. Oh, you receive it. Oh, you receive it. Save it tonight in the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. This one is very deep. Before we go to our scripture, I want you to gather your strength to pray this one. There are some battles that are silent, and they are waiting for a particular day to disgrace you. Call it a silent battle that is going on in your life. You want to stop, but you cannot just stop it. You are fighting, you are fasting, you are praying, yet nothing is coming for. It's as a result of the battle that is quiet and is eating you up day by day. Gather your strength tonight and pray this all loud and clear. Say every silent battle.
Every silent
going battle. Going on in my life. Scatter by fire. My sister, pray that prayer tonight. The silent battle was scatter. The battle was scatter. The battle was scatter. The battle was scatter. In the name of Jesus, pray. The battle was scatter tonight. In the mighty name of Jesus, the battle was scatter. 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 Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we pray. Ha. The Bible says the blessing of the Lord is what maketh rich and add no sorrow. Today, I speak prophetically into everyone here tonight that in the name that is above every name, the blessing of the Lord that cancels curses, the blessing of the Lord that knows no bounds, the blessing of the Lord that will run from glory to glory, receive it tonight in the name of Jesus. Receive it, 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 receive it in the name of Jesus. Jesus, I pray for somebody, just as we learned last week. In fact, last Thursday, we prayed on prayer on commanded blessing. After the prayer, somebody called me. He said, as if you know what was going on. He said, God commanded somebody to be a blessing to him, and the blessing now blessed her. I pray for somebody here. A commanded blessing. God told Elijah. He said, Elijah, rush. I have commanded a widow to sustain you for 3.5 years. Today, by the power in the name of Jesus, God will give you a commanded blessing in the name of Jesus. Commanded blessing. Commanded blessing. Receive it now. 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 In the name of Jesus. Let your name be glorified. In Jesus' name, we are praying. You are going to pray this last one. Loud and clear. Say any power that wants me to be on in hospital bed by the end of this year, die. That's the prayer point. Let me tell you what you do. I beg you, please take this seriously. You mention your name, you mention your children's name, you mention your husband's name, you mention your wife's name, that they must not be on hospital bed. Because the agenda of the enemy is to spoil your end of the year. But today, God will frustrate their plan in the name of Jesus. Separate that want me to end this year on hospital bed. You are a liar. Die. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and help yourself with another prayer. Help yourself tonight. Open your bed. My children will not end this year in hospital bed. My wife will not end this year in hospital bed. My family will not born. They will not end this year in hospital bed. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and help yourself with another prayer. In the name of Jesus. That's it. Open your mouth and prayer. Pray that prayer for yourself. In the name of Jesus, it shall be well with you. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are praying. Amen, 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 in Jesus' name. Quickly, let's open our Bible to Job chapter 5. Thank you, Jesus. Job chapter 5, let's see if we can share it. Oh, tonight we are praying, oh Lord, confuse my enemies. Oh Lord, what? Confuse my enemies. Oh God, confuse them. In Job chapter 5 verse 12. Thank you, Jesus. Job chapter 5 verse 12. The Bible says, he frustrates the devices of the crafty so that their hands cannot carry out their evil plans. Another version says, he frustrated the plan of the crafty so that their hand could not perform their enterprise. Any power that want to witchcraft your life, any craftiness that the enemy has packed for you this year, if your heaven is loud, according to Job chapter 5 verse 12, God will frustrate their plan in the name of Jesus. They shall be frustrated. They shall be frustrated. They shall be frustrated. In Jesus' name, we pray. Oh Lord, confuse my enemy. If I move on, in Exodus chapter 14, let's see how a man was confused after God sent 10 plagues to Pharaoh. But he does not want them to go after 430 years of suffering. I don't know this strong man in your power's father's house that does not want your life to move forward. After tonight's prayer, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus. He said in Exodus chapter 14, look at verse 23, and the Egyptian pursued and went after them into the midst of the sea, all Pharaoh's horse and his horses and his chariot and his horsemen, they were pursuing the children of Israel. Lo and behold, in verse 24, now it came to pass in the morning watch that the Lord looked down on the army of Egypt through the pillar of fire. He looked through the pillar of fire and the cloud, and he troubled the army of the Egyptians. As you go to bed tonight, every enemy that is attacking your children, every enemy attacking your marriage, every enemy attacking your business, in the name that is above every name, that God, the power of God will begin to trouble them from tonight. In the name of Jesus. Amen. In verse 25, Amen. And he took off their chariot wheels. That means God sent an angel who is a organizer to remove their thank you, Jesus. They drove with difficulty. When they drove with difficulty, and the Egyptian said, let us flee from the face of Israel, for the Lord fight for them against the Egyptian. I pray for somebody here. Any power that been pursuing you from the day you are born, up till today, they don't want to leave you alone. God is about to trouble them tonight in the name of Jesus. And verse 26, the Lord said to Moses, don't worry, Moses, although you are the Red Sea, You don't know what to do. Stretch out your hand over the sea, and the waters may come back to the body of Israel, and the chariots and the horsemen, they will enter the sea, and they will be buried there. And Moses stretched out the sea. Meanwhile, the children of Israel were already on the other side. They were all over the sea. And when the morning appeared, the sea returned to the full depth. And all the Egyptians who are fleeing into it, so the Lord overthrew them in the midst of the sea. And finally, then the water returned and covered the chariots, the horsemen, and all the army of Pharaoh. Pharaoh that came onto the sea after them, not so much, but one of them remained. None of them. Today, God is about to destroy all your enemies. Listen to me. When Pharaoh began to pursue the children of Israel, suddenly he changed his mind. He said, no, let them go. And he saw that the Red Sea was open. He didn't see anything. He said, no. He does not know what opened the Red Sea. He didn't understand. He had never seen that before. And with how stupid he was, he followed them into the midst of the sea. And God, he was confused. He said, initially, let them go. Later, I said, don't let them go. He said, let them go. I pray for somebody here. The mistake that your enemy will make, that they will be drowned in the Red Sea. If your amen is the loudest, they will make such mistakes tonight in the name of Jesus. They will make some mistakes tonight. And the Bible says, the Egyptian you saw, before you call this prayer line tonight, according to Exodus 14:14, you shall see them no more. Your Egyptian of barrenness, you shall see them no more. Of delay, you shall see them no more. Of tears, you shall see them no more. Of midnight cry, you shall see them no more. Of sickness, you shall see them no more. This man, Pharaoh, he commanded his soldier, go and pursue after them. He pursued them. He saw the Red Sea open. He decided to enter it. And finally, he was completely destroyed. I pray for somebody here. So in the name that is above every other name, God will send arrow of confusion to those who are determined to ruin your life. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Pharaoh was confused. Because if he was not confused, if God did not confuse him, he would not follow them to the midst of the sea. Because that has never happened before. And again, if you look at Genesis chapter 1, chapter 11, that's another level of confusion. He said, now the whole earth had one language and one speech. And lo and behold, and it came to pass, as they journeyed, this long children of Israel now, he said, and they journeyed from east, and they found in a place in the land of Sinai, and they dwelt there. Look at this here. Then they said to one another, look at these people, they gathered themselves together. Let us make bricks and bake them thoroughly. And they add bricks for stones and they add ashes for mortar. These are how God can confuse your enemies. And they said to another, come, let us build ourselves a city, a tower whose top is in the heaven. They want to touch, they want to see why would God alone be in heaven. They want to build a city to touch heaven. I pray, anyone that is gathered together to destroy your family, everyone will respond and destroy their phone, like in the name of Jesus. He said, let us make ourselves a name, lest we be scattered abroad on the surface of the earth. And look at what the Lord said. God was watching them when they were making that decision. But the Lord came down and see the city of Tower, at which the sons of men are built, and God said something. He said, indeed, these people are in one. They have only one language. That this is what they began to do. Now nothing that can propose, that they propose to do, we will tell from them. He said, nothing that they propose to do will be withheld. That's God saying that all what they plan to do, they must do because they are in one accord. Look at what God did. And God said, come, let us go down and confuse their language. I am praying for a sister here. Anyone that has gathered themselves together in your workplace, around your business, in order to cause trouble for you or to remove you, I pray God will send confusion in their midst in the name of Jesus. He said that they may not understand one another's speech. And lo and behold, so they scattered them, bro. And from there, over the surface of the earth, and they ceased to build that building. Because you know why? Why did they stop the building? Because it was a go and build block. Because God has confused their tongue, You went to go and bring water. Go and put sand there. You want to go and dig a hole. Their tongue were confused. Tonight, God is about to confuse any your enemies. So powers, listen to me, are not happy when you are making progress in life. All what you need to do is to step out of confusion in your midst. Anytime you announce to them that you are doing something good, they will try something to make sure they stop the good things. All what you need to do, Father, any power, that's the prayer question I do, that has seen the glorious future of God, and they want to scatter it. Father, confuse their tongue. That's it. So powers are completely sad when you announce your celebration. Hey, my sister, God bless you. I just realized that I've not given you my wedding invitation card. This is the card. Oh God, are you not here? Who is this lucky man? You are not happy inside of them. Anyone that is not happy because you are making progress, or the children are doing good in life, the ground will open up and swallow them in the name of Jesus.
Amen. Amen.
If people stand up against you, physically and spiritually, all you need to do is to tell God to send the arrow of confusion in their midst. Today, the arrow is available as a weapon for you and I to you. But before you use the arrow, you must be on the blood side. If you are against the Lord and you pray such prayer, beloved, nothing will happen. I just pray that the arrow will not come back to you.
Amen.
So if you are on the Lord's side, if you are a genuine believer, you have given your life to Christ, and you call upon God, and God, look at their trembling. I am praying for somebody here tonight. Every counsel of Ahithophel, against your marriage, against your business, against your pregnancy, against your paper, against your children, wherever they are, they shall scatter to the name of Jesus.
Amen.
They shall scatter. In Jesus' name, we pray. So if you are here tonight, you have not surrendered your life to Christ, the opportunity is now. All you need to do is just say, Father, I acknowledge the fact that I'm a sinner.
I acknowledge the fact
that I'm sorry. From the way I've lived my life. Say it after me. Lord Jesus, I am sorry. The way I've lived my life, I've done all what I need to know to do in life. I've disappointed you severally.
I disappointed you severally.
I want to you today as a prodigal son and a prodigal son daughter. Please, God, help me.
Please, God, help me.
Tell me. This battle is too much for me. I can't fight it alone. Come back to my life. I am open to you today. I say bye-bye to sin.
I say bye-bye to
Satan.
I say bye-bye
and it's worked. Thank you, Heavenly Lord, for taking me back. In Jesus' name we pray. So if you are praying that prayer, all you need to do, very simple. Father, send the arrow of confusion. So now look at me very well. Don't say, Father, send the arrow. Father, you are going to do like this. You send it at yourself. I fire the arrow of confusion into the camp of my enemies in the name of Jesus. Oh, yeah, we need to fire them. Fire the arrow, my sister, in the name of Jesus. I fire them to you in the name of Jesus. Arrow of commission in the name of Jesus. I fire them in Jesus' name. We pray. Say, any power using my dream life to torment my life. They are tormenting you, your dream. Say, any power tormenting me in my dreams. Arrow of confusion. Locate them tonight in the look at them, Lord, in the name of Jesus. Look at the Lord. In Jesus' name, we are born. You are for say, my father, I cannot continue like this. I need a change of story. Show yourself in my life. Father, show yourself. What do I show yourself? I cannot continue like this. Enough is enough. Father, show yourself. God, your father, show yourself. In the life of my children, Father, show yourself. In the life of my husband, my wife, your children. In your marriage, Father, show yourself. Open your mouth and pray. Father, show yourself. In Jesus. Mighty them, we are praying. Three more prayer points to pray. Say every evil champion. In Father's house, that wants my life to remain like this. Hey, you are a liar! Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, open your mouth and pray. Evil champion in my Father's house, that wants my life to remain like this. You are a liar. Jesus, we are praying. You are going to pray for yourself. Say every padlock of darkness that has tied down my life. There is a brother that need that prayer. Pray seriously. There is a padlock that they have used to tie down your life. Hey, yeah, come on. You don't have the key. You don't know what the key look like, but you have something as a weapon. Armor of God. There is a weapon called the armor of God. All what you need to do is to use armor to break that thing. A pastor years ago, he said he had been believing God for fruit of the womb. All the firstborn, no children. Secondborn, the body, no children. Thirdborn, the body, no children. One day was praying. The Holy Spirit asked him to grab a chair and begin to break the head of the whatever, someone in the Father's house that said you will not have children. He prayed that prayer with aggression. And lo and behold, out of the children, he was the only one that has given back to two children now. Because he was aggressive. There is a padlock holding somebody down. You need to break it to that. You don't even know where the thing is. You don't know when they have locked it together. You don't know whether it's in the river, but there is a weapon of God, armor of God. You need to use the armor. Once you command, you pray the prayer like this, God will command an angel. Oh yeah, go! And go and scatter that thing. Now, and open it. The person's padlock is about to be opened. If you can pray this prayer, say this one loud and clear. Say, padlock of darkness that they have used to tie down my life. Hey, if it's your business, mention it. If it's your womb, mention it. If it's your marriage, mention it. If it's your life, mention it. If it's your career, I don't know what they have tied down your life. Mention those things. Don't just mention life, mention particular things that they have tied down your life. Say this one loud and clear. Say, padlock of darkness that they have used to tie down my life. Armor of God, break them to pieces. Break. Oh yeah, break. Aha. Oh yeah, break them to pieces. Break to pieces. In the name of, oh yeah, break them to pieces. Oh yeah, break them to pieces. In Jesus' name. We pray. Lastly, you are going to pray. Say, my father. Redecorate my life. Open your water, pray that prayer. Hey, Father, redecorate my life. Redecorate my marriage, my family, my children. Oh, do I redecorate their life, Lord? In the name of Jesus, tell God to redecorate your life. In the name of Jesus, Father, redecorate my life. Redecorate my life. How do I? Did that people see your glory afresh in my life? Put on me the garment of many colors. Open your mouth and pray that prayer. In the name of Jesus, Father, redecorate my life. And let your name be glorified. Thank you, Heavenly Lord. In Jesus' name, we are prayed. Amen, amen, amen in Jesus' name. Father, we thank you for tonight. Without any doubt in your spirit, we know you have visited us. And we have sung the prayer. He said, call upon me in the days of your trouble. I will deliver you and I will show you great and mighty things you don't know about yourself. Jeremiah chapter 33, verse 33. Daddy, we have done exactly what you asked us to do. tonight for as many people that connected this prayer. Father, answer them by fire. In the name of Jesus. Do what only you can do in their lives. In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Let them see the impact of this prayer.
Oh,
in
Jesus.
The name of Jesus. Above all, before
Amen.
The end of this year, give us a better
Amen.
Story to tell. Nothing will spoil
Jesus.
Our Christmas. In the mighty name
Amen.
Of Jesus. Come on, everybody, with
Amen.
The name of Jesus. It shall be well with you.
Lord,
in
Jesus'
Amen. Name, we are praying. Amen.
Amen.
This is the moment we share the grace. Just to let you know,
the
times in the UK Amen. Now have been moved back on the limit. So Nigeria will join at 11 p.m., but in America, it depends on the state where you are, you know how to calculate. But in UK, it's still 10. So Nigeria is now 11 p.m. I realize that some people joined earlier, maybe around 9 o'clock, which was Nigeria time. Please correct it. It's going to be around 11 o'clock, which is our own 10 p.m. in the UK. God bless you all in the name of Jesus. If you have been blessed tonight, shout one massive hallelujah. I want to go. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the sweet fellowship of the Holy Spirit. We have a session that we pray for our children too. Why we pray for our children? Because it's the time they are on holiday at the moment. And by the next week, they will have gone back to school. So we need to pray and sow them to the blood of Jesus. And please invite somebody as you do so. He shall dwell with us in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
But before that, I know, before Thursday, somebody will testify.
Amen.
Amen.
Doctors, hallelujah. I want to go.
Hallelujah.